escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fans, with training camp just a few days away.
A week from Thursday.
A few days away. We are counting down to the start of the NFL season. And I know it's crazy, and many of you, like Mike, you went on a vacation, and you're like, wait a minute, it's still July. Yes, this is that time of year where things get underway. With SEC Media Days going on, college camps are going to open up too here at the end of the month, guys. And for the Falcons, Mike, today something happened that we need to discuss. Now, it's not about our Falcons, but it will be. Because today we found out that a very good wide receiver just got a brand new deal in Garrett Wilson. The reason why this is interesting is because Garrett Wilson came out in the same draft as our own Drake London.
Hello.
And Garrett Wilson got a new deal, 4 years, $130 million. The breakdown of the deal is that it's $90 million is the fourth largest guarantee for a wide receiver, $13 million signing bonus, $20 million in option bonuses, blah, blah, blah. He is now one of the highest paid wide receivers. And the bottom line is this is a 32.5 million average per year. That's the fifth highest, not the first, for a wide receiver.
Right.
But Mike, here's the thing. And Falcon fans, this is what I'm getting to. If we think Drake London is who we think he is, and I think he's a dog, and I think he's going to have another big year this year, and he's going to be over 1,000 yards, and their numbers, and I'm talking about Garrett Wilson, and Drake's numbers are very similar, you're looking at this kind of deal potentially for Drake London when it comes time, Mike, and that time is ticking.
Drake London had two more touchdowns than Garrett Wilson, and he was about 100 yards and change, more as far as receiving yards, and actual receptions was basically a push, 100 to 101. So there you go. Even though Garrett comes out as 14th and Drake London comes out in fourth as far as total yards, but there's so much comparability there between the two. So that's the starting point. Because, again, as you know, the reset will happen for the next big wide receiver, and that will probably be our man, Drake London.
Yeah, look, when you look at this deal, first of all, I know it sounds maybe crazy, but this is a fair deal.
Again, you're crazy.
He's not the highest paid.
No, but it's a fair deal.
But he's in the mix. And when you talk about, you know, again, the agent talk, which is, you know, annual percentage, per cap, blah, 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 all of this stuff. The bottom line is they want everybody to see what he's making per year on average, Mike,
right.
And what's the signing bonus. And that's what Drake is more likely in his company or his camp is going to be looking at. But here's my deal. Pay him. If, Mike, we get to the playoffs, if there is a real connection with Michael Penix and Drake London, we have a young core on offense. Pay him. I have no issues with this. And for some of you are like, well, I don't know, the team hadn't been good. You got to get out of that mindset. The way you get good is you take care of the guys who get you good. And so for a guy like Garrett Wilson, and I feel bad for him, Mike, because he's gone through a bunch of quarterbacks, had right. Aaron Rodgers there. But it doesn't matter. This is what he always gets back to for me with Pitts.
The other thing is, though, he's going to
perform.
Right. He put the numbers up. But now here's the deal. You're giving him that contract, and now you got Justin Fields.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and I know that you've been a champion of Justin Fields, and he's going to eventually get his shot to shine. He's been inconsistent at best, but it'll be interesting to see if he can be as reliable a delivery system as the numbers he put up last year with Aaron Rodgers. But I'm with you. I mean, look, Drake London does all the things that you need. He'd have 1,000 yards every season if we didn't have two bums the first 2 years he's in the league. So now you know what the market's going to be. And then conversely, eventually going to pay Bijan. The good news is by the time these contracts are going, hopefully the guys that we just drafted to go get the quarterback are kicking butt, and we've got that salary control for a couple of years. And that's how you do what Seattle was able to do. Remember, that was always the big thing about you had a third-round draft pick at quarterback, so it kept the overall number down for him, and you could go do some other things. Well, we got that's why I always thought it was dumb to sign Cousins to draft Penix, because if Cousins stays healthier, we're not where we're at. You weren't going to know what you had with Michael Penix for 2 or 3 years in. And then by that time, boom, it's time to turn around and pay him, like the Packers had with Jordan Love after just 1 year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my point is, eventually everyone's going to have to get paid. We all presume the NFL salary cap is just a rocket ship to the moon, and every year it's going to expand by 5% or more.
No doubt. I have always felt, though, Mike, even when we signed Cousins, and I know people didn't want to hear it, I always said it's a one-year deal. You paid him 1 year to come in. That's why all that money was up front and paid out in the first 2 years. And look, I didn't expect the injury, and neither did you. But you're right. Eventually, we hope we're having this conversation about our quarterback. We hope that we're talking about Michael Penix being, at some point, the top-paid guy in the league. Because guess what? That means we've arrived. That means he's doing the job. That means this offense is clicking and scoring points the way that we should. Here's the thing. We haven't been good enough to pay anybody. The guys that have gotten paid, the Grady Jarretts, Mike, Jesse Bates was brought in here as a free agent. He was the top safety free agent. Right. You had to pay him to bring him in here. Think about our own guys that we've paid in the last 3 or 4 years. Who have we paid? We hadn't been good enough.
No, that's the thing. And Grady just, you know, we just paired that salary off the cap. Right now, I mean, you think about our tackles, our guards. You got Jake, you got Lindstrom. Eventually, now another thing, you know, eventually you have to pay Bergeron. There's a lot of these worker bees. So that's just, you know, that's when you look at the numbers, anytime a guy from that draft class gets signed, you think, okay, here's another one. It almost like guarantees that Pitts is gone.
You think so?
Unless, here's the thing, if Pitts balls out, then, you know, you're going to give him a contract after 2 good years. Franchise tag him, that's expensive too. So the best case would be, and I think you and I discussed this, if he goes and signs with somebody else, we get a compensatory pick. You know, and that would be the value set for him.
Yeah.
I know that's a crazy kind of looking down the road deal, but it just seems when we start talking about our elite players on this team who do their job, unlike Kyle Pitts, whether you're on the Kyle Pitts side or it's not his fault, yeah, you're not getting the production for the money.
Yeah. You guys can hit us up. Jets star wide receiver Garrett Wilson reaching an agreement. And by the way, all these guys in the NFL, trust me, Drake's at home. He got the news. He just smiled because he knows as these guys continue at your position to stack this paper and get your bag, it only helps the guys that are performing at a high level. He's one of them. Garrett reaches an agreement to make him the one of the highest paid wide receivers in the NFL. 404-726-0929. Talking about the Falcons as we count down to camp, Mike. Chris Lindstrom, by the way, you were just talking about the O-line, wants the O-line to eliminate pre-snap stuff. Now, crazy enough, one of the things we saw in the documentary on Netflix, quarterback, was Kirk Cousins talking about, and it happened in the first game against Pittsburgh, where he picks up the leg and, the tight end runs by, ball hits the tight end, there's a fumble. And he was like, I knew it was going to happen. And he was antsy about it all week long leading into the Pittsburgh game, talking about the motions and the shifts.
Yeah, because he's not confident with his Achilles because he can't – it's like a freaking robot at times. But you're right. Don't you want to try to have the defense on its heels with multiple looks like 90% of the NFL does?
Absolutely. I just think when you talk about this stuff, you got to have a quarterback who feels – now, again, he got more comfortable as the season went along. Right. But you got to have a quarterback that's confident in doing all those things to give the offensive line the confidence to do their job. But Chris Lindstrom, one of the best offensive linemen in the league, saying we got to eliminate these pre-snap penalties.
Oh, God. And that's, you know, we used to joke around with Bob Whitfield. He's like, why are you always on my butt? I go, well, Bob, it's not that hard when they say holding number 70 or false start number 70. And Bob. We love Bob, by the way, because he's a good dude.
He is.
But no, it's just – that was something which, like, killed drives. Something when we were really struggling, it wasn't just Kirk Cousins couldn't, you know, had a pea shooter for an arm. We had a lot of penalties. I go look at where we stand, because it does seem like there was an inordinate amount of those false starts.
Well, it was drive killers.
Right.
I mean, we talk about, you know, not scoring in the red zone and coup kicking field goals, it feels like, all the damn time, because we had drive killers. We would be moving the football, and then all of a sudden the offense would shoot themselves in the foot. And I think that's what Chris Lindstrom, maybe in the offseason, Mike, it's something they focused on. But he's talking about that. And then we talk about the quarterbacks coach, because, guys, is a guy we don't discuss a lot. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, live from Murph's as we get ready for the Home Run Derby tonight. All-star festivities going on down here at Cobb Galleria at Truist Park as well. But quarterbacks coach DJ Williams, and Day-Day, our executive producer, asked us earlier, he goes, what do we know about him? Not a lot. Mm. And I don't mean that like he doesn't know what he's doing, but I don't know if he's top of mind when we talk about the development of Michael Penix. Cousins came in as a 13, 14-year vet. You really worried about the quarterbacks coach? You just hoped that he connected with the offensive coordinator. Now you've got a young quarterback who is literally going to need that guidance, which is why I love that Penix has talked about his relationship with Matt Ryan. But there are other guys in the building, Mike. We were talking about it today, a former quarterback, TJ
Williams, Doug Williams' son from Grambling.
He's there. Yep. Who else am I thinking of? Yates, thank you, TJ Yates. Yeah. He's there. There's a bunch of guys.
I was just reading because the Falcons had a little article on him, and I was reading about TJ. He did try to make some NFL teams, but he's got another set of eyeballs on the situation, and we have nothing but respect for his dad, Doug Williams, but that's somebody who's making his way. He's one of those guys. Remember we talked about years ago minority hiring, and they have all the black coaches are on the defensive side?
Yeah.
He was part of – he got advanced because he was part of that symposium to try to get African-American coaches on the offensive side.
Yeah.
And that's where he stands right now in his time with the Falcons.
I think this will be one of those things that at some point we will address as we get to camp and talk more about the makeup of this football team. But we don't hardly talk about the quarterbacks coach. We just expect Michael Penix to be on his game. This guy is in all those meetings. He's in all the rooms. And we'll see what kind of impact DJ Williams
and
has.
If Kirk is going to be a big brother –
there you go.
Help out.
There you go.
By the way, look it up. For all those pre-snap penalties, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're the 6th least team as far as penalty yards.
That's good.
So that's actually not – that's a lot better than I expected for the Falcons. When you think about, as you said, the timing, the drive killers.
Yeah. 404-726-0929. Man, follow Mike. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show.
I want
Dukes
to post
Bell, 929.
Sorry to cut you off. Post a picture of the fish. Maybe I can do one of those black squares on the captain's face.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. The people still are able to maneuver and find out who those faces are.
You got to get the hook out of the fish's mouth, Carl. Even if it's an endangered fish.
No, I understand. Right. Yeah, people put those black marks or whatever over the faces of people. And then I always see those pictures later with those faces actually showing the real faces.
Right.
Hey, man, coming up, we are going to talk more about our Braves. It is All-Star Week because the weekend has come and gone. We had a celebrity softball game. We had the HBCU highlight game, which was absolutely incredible. Again, highlighting some of the great talent in the HBCUs around the country. But I also think, Mike, that, you know, looking at the – and Truist just posted a picture, and they're like, the gates are open. There's a ton of people down here, man. There's a ton of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people
here
just show up to be a part of the pageantry and all the stuff and everything else is going down. And I did hear – now, again, I don't know where you guys are at. You're going to hit us up on the text line, or you can just tell us on social media. I did hear from a few folks that prices were coming down a little bit.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So there always seems to be that, you know, that – It's like eye-popping, you know, months out. But right now I've heard $220 get you in for the Home Run Derby? Or is that for the All-Star Game? Either way, and they're going to be in the 400 or 300 section.
Sure. But look, I think that gives more people who are coming down here an opportunity to maybe take in the festivities. Again, a couple of our listeners came earlier, and they were like, look, we're in the standing room only. We just want to be in the ballpark. So they're just, you know, they had a chance to get a couple of tickets for standing room only. However you're going, enjoy, man. This is a fun event. I was telling Day-Day, for all the years I covered MLB and being at All-Star Games, it's great. And the vibe is great. And I think we're going to get a good show. Hopefully Matt Olson gets hot. Right. Hey, man, when we come back, I don't think he did anything wrong. Matter of fact, I think he did everything right. But yet he's being punished for it. And I want to know what you guys think. We'll tell you this story next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live from Murph's and the Old Star Village at Cobb Galleria. Going to be here till 6 o'clock, and then we're going to get rolling. Special programming tonight, by the way. Chris Goforth going to give you the latest on what happened at SEC Media Days today. As Lane Kiffin, he was speaking. Obviously, a lot of focus on a guy considered to have a hot seat, and that would be the coach of LSU. More on that coming up. Carl and I were just taking some photos with some listeners, so we had to run back, and we appreciate folks. They listen using the Odyssey app up in Carolina. One of the folks originally from here in Atlanta, and his special lady friend lives down in Jupiter. Hey, man, a couple of things to get to involving the lineup we mentioned in Guy Talk. Ronald Acuna is going to be batting second tomorrow. It's going to be Shohei Ohtani, so if you thought maybe they'd change that up for the hometown, no. Dave Roberts, that's to the victor go the spoils. If you win the All-Star game, I'm saying if you win the World Series, you get to be the manager of the All-Star game. So Dave Roberts, he's going to pick Shohei Ohtani to be the leadoff hitter, and Ronald Acuna, he's going to be batting second. So, hey, man, you know, it's one of the one things. I did an interview for a publication, as a broadcast publication, Barrett Sports, and they were asking me, you know, what do you guys, you know, expected from the All-Star game? And I said, you know, obviously we're going to get to show off the battery. We talked about that with L. Duncan, and check that out on the Odyssey app, by the way. Great conversation with Atlanta's own L. Duncan. But, Carl, one of the cool things, positive, is we know what we got with the battery. And it's such a hit that everybody around the country wants to have one in their backyard, whether it's a pro team or a college team. But the only thing that was kind of a drag is we're used to the Braves always being atop the division.
Yeah.
You know, or fighting. And to host the All-Star team, All-Star game, and not have as many guys on the team because we're just scuffling. That's kind of that'd be the only sort of glass half empty thing for me about this.
No. Look, this game would feel different if we had 7 or 8 Braves participating. If we had what we had in 2023, Mike, where we were the best offensive team and all of our guys were at the game or, you know, could have been at the game. it just feels a little less than what we anticipated. But with that said, we're going to put on a great event. The city always does. This area, as you mentioned, Truist has become the model for a lot of teams. As a matter of fact, I just saw the Rays were bought. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep the team in Tampa, and you know they want to keep it there. And I'm like, okay, so what are you going to do with it? There are so many teams that want to emulate what the Braves have been able to do here. So I think for people who have come from around the country to see this, and I've had friends come here, Mike, they do those ballpark tours where they just go to different ballparks, and they hit me up and they're like, Dukes, man, this is incredible. So I think people are going to be taken back by that and just say, wow, what an amazing job the Braves did to put this game on, and I hope that our guys that are playing do have a good showing. And here's the other thing. I know some of you are like, okay, how long is Acuña playing tomorrow? I don't know. I have
one
no
at bat, maybe two. He's going to be in left field, by the way, not in right field. But you know, as a fan, we were talking about this earlier. It's really not a curse. It's just guys that were hot before the All-Star break. Well, they just seem to like maybe peter out or just can't maintain that level. Matt Olson is he's been consistent the last like about 2 months, right? He's been certainly turned things around. He's been pretty solid. He's playing above his right now above the baseball card. So do you worry about him getting a little overtaxed in this home run derby? Because it's a lot of rips, and guys have complained about being tuckered out afterwards.
Well, there's two ways I'm looking at this. One, does it help him get hot, like hotter, or does it destroy whatever momentum he's got going because of the physical toll it might take on him? Either way, you know, they change the rules. Everybody participates. You got to move to the next round. So I'm just hoping, again, he has a good showing. But, Mike, maybe this helps him, gain more confidence and – yeah, at the end of the day, he's playing in front of the home crowd. For those who don't know, Matt is from here, grew up here, and that's the kind of cool storyline if in fact it plays out that way. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, I wanted to mention this story just because we're in this phase right now, guys, where there's just a lot of stuff happening, and you know the NFL's about to start, college football's about to start, we're in the All-Star break. But we were talking about this earlier amongst us, ourselves, and I just want to share this for those who haven't heard. And we always talk about, Mike, the problems with football and whether it be high school. Now you got NIL and college. So Teddy Bridgewater, you guys know who he is, right? Teddy Bridgewater played in the NFL.
Nearly lost his leg. You know, had doctor back. He still stuck around, was able to get a backup, make some more loot.
He did. So Teddy Bridgewater is the head football coach at Miami Northwestern. For those who don't know, it's a tough area, okay? Tough school.
It's one of the poorest, let's be honest, neighborhoods in that part of Dade County.
And so Teddy Bridgewater, who has decided to spend his time, Mike, trying to get invested in kids, has been reportedly was suspended for reportedly, that is, giving impermissible benefits to his players. Now, when you read this and you see it, you go, oh, well, what was Teddy Bridgewater doing? So it comes out that Teddy Bridgewater paid out of pocket, okay, not as the head coach, but as a volunteer to get the kids in the community more engaged and more involved. So he paid out of pocket for training camp, which was $14,000 as a volunteer. He paid pregame meals, $2,000 a week. He paid for recovery, Mike, so these kids could get healthy, $1,300. These numbers have come out. Ubers, so the kids could get to where they needed to go because some of these kids don't have rides. They don't have people they can count on, $700. He paid $300 to get the field painted. And I'm just like, what is wrong with this?
Here's a guy coming out of his own pocket. And look, he had a couple of nice contracts in the NFL, but this isn't like, Lamar Jackson type money. And here he is basically doing some good things for kids who could use it. You know what I mean? There's some tough – we used to talk to Devontae Freeman about where he grew up. Some tough spots where, you're looking for just to compete and have a shot, and here he is trying to help the kids get a little something to feel good about themselves and the program. That just little things like that drive me crazy. You know what this was? This was somebody in another school dropping a dime.
Yeah.
This isn't Rush Probst basically trying to buy a kid.
Correct.
From an out-of-district.
Correct.
This is simply a guy trying to help his own program. This isn't him, paying for somebody's mom to live in an apartment in his school district. This is just him trying to give a great opportunity for his kids to have a better game day and experience as football players for the high school. That's the way I read it.
Me too. And Teddy Bridgewater put out a statement. He says, all this confusion, got a phone call tonight, and there's no real investigation going on. I told you, I've not been an employee to be investigated. I did this as a volunteer.
Right.
Day-Day, I know you cover a lot of high school football here in our wonderful state. I just, for man, like, and here's my other part about this, because I get this and I hear this all the time. why don't these guys just come back and help their own community?
Mm-hmm.
He is. Mm-hmm. And yet he's being punished for this. And it's like, it rubbed me the wrong way. What do you want to add, Day-Day?
Well, I kind of piggybacking off of what Mike said, it kind of also sounds like not only was it some other schools, complaining, but this is a neighborhood where 9 times out of 10, some of these other schools are pulling kids from this neighborhood. Now you got a situation where
you can't pull from it, right?
Because now these kids don't have a problem with staying where they're at because now they have.
You're not playing in uniforms from 4 years ago.
You know what I'm saying? So,
interesting. Right.
Yeah, that's it's
great take.
It's just fascinating, guys. And again, we know craziness goes on in our state. Mike mentioned Russ Probst, who is a synonymous with some of the craziness that has gone on, and some of the stuff he got caught with. Some of the stuff he didn't get caught. I'm not debating he's not a great coach because everywhere he went, he won. But then we find out there's an underbelly there, and this is prior to all this NIL stuff that's going on now. Right. But when you see a story like this, and Teddy Bridgewater, ask anybody in the NFL, he is a good dude. He is a good dude. This isn't a – and that's the other part. Right. A good dude trying to do good things. So it just bothered me when I saw this, and I was like, man, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah, man. There was some, stuff this week. And by the way, I know you'd covered the Texas situation. I saw it was great how the football community in Texas responded. Guys like Baker Mayfield from Tampa, Jerry Jones, how the Texans responded as well. But, in this case, this is just a guy trying, it's almost like the phrase, no good deed goes unpunished when it comes to Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, by the way, we've been talking about the quarterback stock. I just want to get your take on it. We're going to talk about this more about the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby. Mike's going tonight, so we'll get his full report tomorrow.
Apparently, I need a glove.
What?
I was dogging out that guy that got kicked out of the Diamondbacks
game. You can catch it with your bare hands.
Oh, you darn right I can. I was fishing. I'm the old man in the sea. I got calloused hands. Catch that baseball.
What are you going to do, go buy a glove before you head over?
No, I'm just going to throw Ray in front of me.
I was going to say.
The ball will hit Ray. Foop will be absorbed, and I'll simply just pull it out. No, but in the case of this night, we had a story about a guy who got basically said, you can't sit in the center field seats anymore in the Diamondbacks because he basically interfered 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
We had that in Guy Talk, and he brings a glove to it. I was like, no grown man should bring a glove. Found out I'm like one section on the foul side of the foul pole, so just to the east of the chop house.
There's some balls going to be hit over there.
There'll be a lot of balls coming our way, man.
Yeah, there's going to be some balls hit over there.
Heads up, Joe.
All right, we're going to come back. I want to get your thoughts. You finally got caught up on quarterback. I just want, again, talking about this whole situation. Next week, we're putting it behind us, guys, because camp starts with the Falcons. We'll also tell you the latest about the odds if you are going to the Home Run Derby tonight. Matt Olson, is he your guy, or are you going with somebody else? It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to go around the yard. Grant McCauley's taking in all of the Braves festivities and all of the All-Star festivities. We'll talk to him as the Braves get back to work on Friday. But, Mike, the excitement level is real, not only here at Cobb Galleria, but also around Truist Park and across the street and the village, the fan village. It is, as they say, popping off. What's the phrase you used up there?
Gwinnett is popping.
Yes, Gwinnett's popping. So is the All-Star festivities going on. But real quick, let's talk about the Braves. Then I want to get your opinion on what you thought about this Cousins, at least his portion of the quarterback's dock, because you were out last week when this thing dropped and everybody was losing their mind. As far as the game itself, guys, and what tonight – look, Matt Olson's not the favorite, Mike, so is there any pressure on him to get this done?
No, I think you just get out there and do your thing. It's Raleigh, the kid from
Cal.
The dumper. Cal Raleigh's going to be the guy that everyone's expecting big things from. It is kind of funny that Jazz Chisholm has got the same amount of home runs as Matt Olson, and he was a guy that always said, hey, man, put me in, coach. Now, there's a player with swag.
Yes.
So he'll put on a show. That's why it is like, yes, are we disappointed? It's not Ronald Acuna, but just maybe, we're going to see something special from Matt Olson, who's like, he just brings a different kind of energy. Not wrong or right, not bad. This and that is just, you know, he's just a different guy. He's kind of low-key, kind of like Austin Riley.
I would agree. And look, as I've always said, I don't take that as a knock on either one of these guys. It doesn't make them less of a player. Everybody has their own approach and their attitude to how they take things in. And by the way, speaking of taking things in, I got to give a shout-out to Unc Zuna. Unc Zuna is the guy you see on television dressed up as Marcell Ozuna.
He's here tonight at Murph's.
Yes, he is. He's hanging out. And he was the guy I was busting chops earlier because I was like, is that Michael Money Harris?
Right.
But he stopped by and said, what's up to Dukes and Bell? But Unc Zuna is here. He's getting ready to head over to the festivities as well a little bit later. So taking it in, he is.
All right, you got Byron Buxton from the Twins, Junior Caminero. Casual fans won't know these guys.
No.
Hardcore nerds will.
This is like all newcomers.
Right. Jazz Chisholm we talked about. O'Neill Cruz. Now, again, O'Neill unfortunately dogged out for dogging it out. You know, let's be honest. Don't give me this old lady stuff, O'Neill. He was more famous, unfortunately, for the wrong reasons the first half of the season. He's got 16 home runs so far this year. Matt Olson's got 17. We talked about Cal Raleigh, who's just been crushing it. Brent Rooker. Remember, tomorrow's A's, or check that. Today's A's are tomorrow's Braves.
Yes.
But Brent Rooker, this is his first home run derby. James Woods. A local kid, right?
He is. From the Nats.
From the Nats.
Yep. No, and I like Woods. Look, all these guys, I think in 2 or 3 years, if you're not a hardcore baseball fan, we're going to be talking about a lot of these guys. And all of them, to be honest with you, are having really good years. I just think Kyle Riley is just having a monster year. If I told you he's got more home runs than Aaron Judge, and you went, nah, he does. He leads the league. And that's why, you know, we talked about are people watching these games up there with the Mariners. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be talking about this, should I say, tomorrow and getting you ready for the All-Star game itself tomorrow. Mike, let's switch gears, though, because I want to get your opinion as we get ready for camp next Thursday. Falcons camp starts. Nobody covers the Falcons like us as far as 92.9 The Game and being at all the practices, guys, and bringing you all the interviews, all the latest with this team as we get ready for hopefully what's going to be an incredible season. Tell me what you thought as you got back from vacation about Quarterback, the doc on Netflix.
Yeah, I finally got a chance to watch some of that in my downtime, as in sleeping in and to party in the Keys. He's not a bad dude. I mean, we're not talking about an Aaron Rodgers type guy. It's just the situation. Some of it's on him. Some of it's on the Falcons because, again, you know, it was something outside of Atlanta. I know most of us, a lot of fans, we argue about this all the time. Most people outside of 285 thought it was just a bad idea to draft a guy and then also have or signed a guy for a free agent contract, even though it's pretty good value for Kirk Cousins. You created the situation the moment you drafted Penix where Kirk is looking over his shoulder. And I think what you saw, first thing, his life's an open book. He shares everything with you. Yes. He's comfortable in front of the camera. He's not a bad dude, but he does, like all good competitors, have an ego. And he wants to be the man. And so, unfortunately, when he couldn't do the job, I do think, and we argued this with Stake a few weeks ago, I do think there's a crossover point from where you got to say, look, coach, I can't do what I need to do right now. But that was never going to happen, knowing that Penix could come in and he'll lose the job and not get it back. So even though he's making guaranteed money, he was just caught up in, you know, the paranoia, the NFL of, hey, man, the next man up. And it was going to be a guy who's not going to relinquish the job. We believed in Michael Penix Jr. So I know that I saw some negativity, or a lot of Falcon fans going, this guy's a joke. Hey, he is what he is. But I think this goes...
But the negativity, didn't it stem from the selfishness?
Yes, it was...
It's not negativity towards him as a human being.
It's just, look, brother, can you keep it real? I understand that no athlete's going to take himself out of a game. But at some point, when you know you're not even close to 100%. And everyone... By the way, guys, it's not this thing's happening in a vacuum. Anybody that would be watching game film up at Flowery Branch could see it, offense or defense. The Cousins couldn't deliver the football. It finally took that charade against the Raiders, remember, on Monday Night Football, to push the coach in that direction. So I know we've said for Raheem it's tough because you had a veteran versus a young guy, and you didn't even play the young guy in the preseason but one series because you didn't want to freak out your quarterback. So this, we're chasing our tail over the quarterback all season long. Kirk gets hot. Hot any quarterback's ever done. That Thursday night game is going to stand the test of time.
Yeah, it is.
So I understand the circumstances were crazy. Kirk's a competitor, but at some point you've got to say, I don't have my fastball. Just like a singer. I can't go on stage tonight. I know there's 17,000 people here to see me at this arena. I can't go. I can't sing. So, you know, you're going to have some angry folks.
Yeah.
You know, yes, some guys would call Kirk Cousins soft. But I think every Falcon fan out there knew this guy couldn't deliver.
I said this last week when we were talking about this, and I just want to rehash this too. I found it interesting that Cousins early in the doc was talking about how difficult it was. He was having a difficult time picking up the offense with the shifts and the motions. And what it said to me was that the Falcons' plan to sit Michael Penix was because they wanted him to do just that. They wanted him to learn. And for everybody that wanted to just throw Penix out there, you had a 13-year vet who was having issues picking up this offense.
Right.
And you had a guy that didn't play and wasn't getting the snaps that you wanted to throw into this. There was a reason why they had the plan. Now, that plan got, you know, it got blown up. But I thought that was interesting because it was the first time we've heard Cousins, who we thought was coming in here and going to master this offense.
Right.
Say early on, you know, it's like I'm learning a new offense, man. I mean, like, with the shifts and the motions. And I'm like, well, if he's having a difficult time, what do you think Michael Penix was doing?
And this goes back to Zach Robinson. And, you know, we've said this a lot because it was our first time for Falcon fans. We never seen him call plays before.
No.
And he hadn't called plays before. You know, he's coming from Sean McVay's squad. And we think, okay, there's a vision, there's some things. And then remember the first few weeks, none of the things we expected to see because of the limitations of Kirk Cousins with his problem with the Achilles. So this kind of was the perfect storm for how you screw up a 6-3 start to a season. And again, Falcon fans, we talked about it with L. Duncan, all the things which seemed to befall Atlanta sports fans. This was a new one. This one had never happened before. But I think at the end of the day, you got to look at the coach, and the coach has got to have his players in a position to succeed. And that's why I thought Penix should have had more time in the preseason. I know it's no excuse. I mean, there's no substitute, I should say, for the regular season. But I just thought, you know, you didn't want to piss off Kirk, so Penix only played one game.
Yeah. It's crazy. As we just kind of, you know, again, get all the information, take it all in. It's the first time, as I said to you guys when we started talking about this when Mike was out last week, that we've heard Cousins discuss some of this stuff. But at the end of the day, Mike, he's going to be here. And I think, you know, somebody asked me about this. You know, Dukes, I heard you guys talking about this. What happens if there's a controversy? What controversy? What are you hoping for?
Right.
If you think there's going to be a controversy, then what you're hoping for, and I hope you're not, is that somehow something happens to Penix, Mike, and all of a sudden the Falcons get thrown into a position where they have no choice but to put him back in, and he plays well, right?
Right.
And then you say, okay, well, now what happens? Personally, this is what I believe. I think they are committed to Penix regardless of how good or bad he plays because you drafted him too high.
Right. Now, I don't see Penix. None of us envision Penix struggling.
No.
Three games, sample size.
No.
One mistake, maybe not a mistake in the Commanders game.
And that doesn't mean he won't throw picks.
No,
he will.
He's a gunslinger. There's going to be picks out there. But, I mean, this is the interesting part. The irony now is your backup quarterback's in a better position now to start than he was last year.
That's right. Because
he's fully healed up from his Achilles injury. So it's very Falcony. Now you got to hope – you don't want to wish an injury because no one's going to have their starting quarterback hurt during the preseason barring some really crazy set of circumstances. We have to wait till the season starts and see if somebody comes calling us.
All right,
want to talk about Cousins.
No, it's very interesting. And look, as far as the storylines at camp, like for me, Mike, I don't even know if that really is one. People outside of our market are going to try to make it one.
Right.
But Penix is the guy. He's going to get all the snaps. He's going to be doing all the, for the most part, all the interviews. It doesn't mean they won't make Kirk available.
Right.
But it is what it is. 404-726-0929. We're live at Murph's, guys, hanging out. We're going to be here tomorrow, by the way. And I want to remind you, Andy and Randy will be here before us. The morning shift and Stakey will be down at SEC Media Days. We think that we're going to hear from Kirby Smart.
Got a great rapport with Randy.
Yeah, on middays. We believe that's what's going to happen. But it may depend on the timing. Either way, you're going to get a chance to hear from Georgia's head coach and Kirby Smart tomorrow. And then we're going to be reflecting on all the other coaches who get a chance to speak, including Hugh Freeze tomorrow, Josh Heupel, and then Sarkisian, who speaks last tomorrow as the Texas Longhorns make their way to Atlanta.
Right on. So we'll get all that for you guys. Anything breaks? Anything crazy? Probably the craziest thing that was said that anyone picked up on was Coach Brian Kelly saying that Jaden Daniels took this huge leap and he expects the same from Nussmeier. So basically you just said your quarterback's got to take a huge leap this year.
Yeah.
And he expects you to.
Nussmeier threw for 4,000 yards, but they didn't make the playoff. And they lost four offensive linemen off that LSU line, Mike, that went to the pros. Everybody's wondering if he's going to replace those guys. Like, how has he – and he said we went into the portal.
Right.
Look.
He's complaining about NIL, the transfer portal.
Yeah, I may be wrong on this. I doubt it. I feel like, again, their biggest game is early in the season when they play Florida. I think they play Florida pretty early, Mike. And I think DJ Lagway is really good. And they're going to give them problems despite what everybody thinks about LSU. And my point is, if he loses to Florida and they lose some games along the way here early, I think Brian Kelly could definitely be on the hot seat.
Right. I know that we talked so much about Gunnar Stockton, talked about it today with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. I mean, as he said, if he's the sixth best quarterback in the SEC, George's going to be okay this year. Not exactly the ringing endorsement,
no.
But, I mean, you've seen Lenora Sellers. You talked about Nussmeier. You talked about Lagway. Everyone's waiting for Arch Manning. Matter of fact, everyone says Arch Manning is going to be the best. Then why wasn't he playing last year? Right? I know you tell me that those boosters in Texas paid good.
They did.
To see yours out there. But, man, everybody in the building, even Longhorn fans, knew that Arch is going to be better than him.
Well,
I don't know.
He's going to get his shot.
All right.
This is his team now. And I'm curious to see what he says tomorrow as well. Because, again, we haven't heard from Arch. He hasn't said anything. This wasn't his opportunity. So it's going to be the first time he's in front of the media taking these questions. All right, man. We're live down here at Murph's. Big shout out to the staff. Make sure you tip the wait staff down here. If you're coming down, they'll be here tomorrow, all through the week, man. And we love being out here. Dell's not here with us today. He normally is.
Right on.
But we know Murph is in and around these festivities. But if you've never been to Murph's right here in Cobb Gallery, it's a fun place to come. And the cheese curds? Cheese curds.
Come for the cheese curds, baby. Yeah. Tasty burgers as well. Again, right now to the right next to the All-Star Village, which is set up in the Galleria.
All right, man, we got to get out of the way. By the way, special programming, 6 to 7 over the next three nights, including tonight. Chris Goforth, our buddy, has the SEC wrap-up show. So if you miss something, a soundbite, you want to know what the commissioner said, you want to hear what the coaches talked about, Chris Goforth has you. Then our buddy Turtle will be on at 7 o'clock. So that's going to happen at 6 tonight. And Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Chris Goforth. So stay tuned. He's got you covered with the SEC. All right, man, we got to get out of here and clear our throat. Gordon, our on-site engineer, big shout-out to him. His wife and his daughter are going to Beyonce tonight, and apparently, Mike, they just sent him back a quick grand.
Look at that.
That's my thought.
Cowboy Carter in the house.
Yeah. So big shout out to your wife and your daughter. I hope they have a good time. Hey, Day-Day, great job as always, executive producing the show. Big O, back at the studio. Thank you for keeping everything online. And thanks to everybody that came out, man. So many of our listeners out here. Mike, have a good time tonight, man.
Yeah, man. I hope they'll bring you home a baseball because we're going to be in foul territory where a lot of stuff is going to be coming our way just to the right of the Chop House.
I was going to say the Chop House. That's where everybody's trying to run to, right?
That's right.
All right.
I'm going to take Raleigh for the win. I hope Matt Olson just advances.
I agree.
That's where I'm at, too. Raleigh's just been on fire. He's in the zone. And if you've not seen this kid swing, you're going to enjoy it tonight. Tomorrow, we're back right here at Murph. So if you didn't get a chance to come visit with us today, come tomorrow. We'll lead into the All-Star game, guys. We got a lot to get to. Hawks are playing, by the way, in Summer League. They're taking on the Rockets. So not a great look for the Hawks right now. But they played well in these couple of summer games. And what's mean? We just want to get a chance to see the new guys, man.
AC Newell, I thought, after the slow start, looked pretty good last game.
Yeah, I thought so, too. All right, man, we got to get out of the way. Big shout-out to Mike Conti. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, talked about it in the Falcon Report. Drake's going to get paid, guys. Don't fret, because we just saw the market reset with Garrett Wilson. Carl gave you the numbers. Ain't going to be cheap. So you'll get Drake paid, and then Bijan will get paid. And then things will get tough. And then after that, not everybody's going to get their contract. So it's very imperative in these next 5 years that all the guys you drafted – right? Jalen Walker.
That's right.
And Mr. Pierce, you get after it because we have a window. Every team has a window before you have to reset to some degree. This is now the window. It's Michael Penix time. But we do know you got some guys and you drafted high. You're going to get paid. Now the Falcons have to win, make the playoffs this year and beyond.
Hey, man, Big O, turn the music down just for a sec, please. Because we found this out today and it was confirmed, and I want to mention this. There is a listener, longtime listener, and a caller who's been down with us since day one. His name is Lionel Cooper. Many of you know him by calling in and saying, "What's up, Chief?"
Right.
He passed away.
Mm.
Now, he was with us at our Father's Day event just about a month or so ago. He would come out to our events, a terrific, terrific person.
Great energy, man.
And his wife confirmed that he has passed away. And I just want to let you guys know, because all of our listeners are intertwined, and you guys know, you hear somebody on the radio and you're like, "I know him." He would always call in regardless and say, "What's up, Chief?" And so, Lionel, thank you for being a loyal listener, man, and rest in peace. I don't know more details, but I did want to let you guys know, because he was all about 92.9 The Game, and his wife said that he had passed away. So we want to put that news out there, all right?
Right.
Lionel, thank you. All right, man. We're back at you guys tomorrow right here at Murph's. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you never got called out by the Chief.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.